Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Trade Pros, your favorite show where a couple of trade guys talk about mostly trade stuff and a few random things. We're here to answer your questions about HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and any other question about your home system so that you can keep them running smoothly. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Todd. Today we have a question from one of our listeners. She writes, "What do I need to know about my sewers? I've heard horror stories about root intrusion and damaged or clogged pipes. How do I check and maintain my sewers, and what do I do if I have an issue?"
Thanks for writing in. It's always a good idea to be thinking ahead about your sewers so that you're prepared when something goes wrong. It can cause a lot of damage with a sewer problem. Let's talk about what you should look out for and what you can do about some of the most common sewer problems. You know, Todd, this reminds me of that old plumber joke, right? What do plumbers think of when they're sleeping?
I don't know, what?
They have pipe dreams.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, Todd, let's talk first about how somebody can inspect their sewers, or whether the average person can or they need a professional for.
Well, when we're talking about sewers and inspection, what I normally do is walk out and find the big round circle in the street and get a crowbar and lift that up, climb down the ladder and go down there and get some pictures.
The big circle in the street?
Yeah, the manhole cover. No, just kidding about that. That's for the city.
Do not climb in your local manhole. That is not a good idea.
So when we're talking about inspecting your sewers, we are obviously talking about a camera. We call it a C-scope, running a camera down your drain lines. And what we're looking for is roots, cracks, breaks, etc. I think you'll probably know if you have an issue with your sewer because you might be experiencing backups routinely. So if you do experience routine backups, I would always recommend at the time when the plumber comes out and runs his equipment down to clear the drain, also to run that camera to see what the problem actually is, because most of the time there is an underlying issue. It's not just toilet paper or something stuck in the line. That toilet paper or whatever it may be is actually getting stuck on something, whether it's roots, a broken pipe, a crack, or something in that nature.
So this sewer scope is a very common procedure. Again, as Todd said, it's like a long camera on a pipe, and it does a couple of things for your sewer. One lets us look for different problems in the sewer. As he said, cracks, brokens. You can look for something called a belly, which is a dip in the sewer once the ground underneath the sewer is settled. It also helps you locate the sewer so you have an idea where your sewer runs. Some of the problems might have to do with location of the sewer. So when you run a camera and a locator, you can find that. For example, if your sewer happens to run right under a tree, there's a good probability you might get common root problems.
Yeah, another thing is you want to think of how old is your home? When was your home built? That's to tell you the type of material used for the drain line. So some types of pipe and material tend to have more issues than others. Today, standard is ABS piping. Years ago, they used to use clay. They used cast iron. Those materials, cast iron, would degrade with the earth, so you might have more issues there. Clay pipe would tend to break or crack. So knowing what you have may play a factor. If you're buying or purchasing a home, I would always, always recommend a sewer scope prior to doing that. Recently had a customer who purchased a home and didn't think about doing a sewer inspection. And I was having a conversation with them and said, hey, that should be the most important thing you want to do is inspect the drain line. So lo and behold, we went over there and cambered the line, and he had separations in one section of the pipe. He had a belly, which Jordan just talked about, in another section where it's just holding water and waste. The sewer line was in horrible condition, so knowing what you're purchasing is a big thing, and being able to identify that before closing and working some sort of concession.
Well, now that you already own your home, or many of you already have had your home for a while, let's talk a little bit about some of these common sewer problems, which are bellies, root intrusions, cracks in clay pipes, degrading in metal pipes, and what to do about it. A lot of customers will know if they have, as Todd said, will know they have a common sewer problem if you have to have it snaked out on a regular basis. A generally well-maintained, well-functioning sewer will not need to be snaked out on a regular basis, unless, of course, you have crazy kids or somebody flushing things that shouldn't be down there. So tell us, Todd, a little bit about what we should do with some of these common problems, maybe root intrusions or common clogs.
So depending on where the issue is, there's going to be different solutions for the problem. If you have a root intrusion in your yard or somewhere that's diggable, I would always recommend digging up the affected area and just repairing or replacing a section of the pipe and treating the ground to prevent further root intrusion. You could do that with a lot of different materials. The most popular seems to be is filling the trench with salt around where the roots intruded to prevent it. Now, if that same root intrusion was in the middle of your house under the concrete slab, obviously you can't just dig the ground up and do a simple repair. So if that's the case, it's a lot more involved. You have to saw cut the concrete to do a repair, or there's other options such as lining the pipes. Jordan, you want to talk a little bit about pipe lining?
Yeah, so there are multiple types of liners. You have to be very careful when you choose a company that does the lining. A lot of them will sell the one type of liner that they have. So it's the old adage, if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem is a nail. So you want to be very specific when you choose a lining company. There are multiple types of liners, each brand or name, such as like Permaliner or Newflow or something like that. They have their specific techniques they use. What you generally want is a lining company that can offer you multiple different options so that they'll have the right liner for the problem you have. For example, some of the liners can't go around corners. Some of the liners you don't want to use in internal houses, things like that. So if you found after having the sewer camera that you have internal problems in a hard to reach place, that's under a slab, under a sidewalk, in one of those kind of areas, then you may want to look into having the liner done. In that case, you want to, again, talk to an experienced professional, maybe your local trade plumber, as well as a liner.
Okay, well, thank you, Jordan. That was a pretty in-depth, detailed description on liners and different techniques. So I think we pretty much covered everything regarding different types of pipes, sewer scopes, when or when not to use them, and liners. So if you run into any problems, don't hesitate to call in a local trade pro.
Well, that's all we have for today. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. We release our new episodes every 2 weeks, so if you like this one, don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast source.
As always, we love listener questions, so if you want to know more about your home, email us or leave us a voicemail. We may feature it in a future episode.
And thank you, as always, to the wonderful folks at Dunnite Services for sponsoring this podcast.